Today, Monday the 25th of January, is a special day for the Archbishop of Canterbury, the Most Reverend Rowan Williams. Not only, of course, because being the spiritual head of the worldwide Anglican Communion, he too celebrates the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, but also because the Jesuit weekly magazine America has chosen him to be the 2009 recipient of the prestigious Campion Award. The award, I discovered, is given on a regular basis to a Christian person of letters. It's named after St. Edmund Campion, a martyr of the English Reformation, who is also patron of America's communications ministry. My friend and colleague Philippa Hitchin spoke personally about this to Dr. Rowan Williams, who clearly feels delighted and honoured to receive the prize.
Archbishop Rowan Williams, you're receiving this award named after the 16th century English Jesuit who was hanged, drawn and quartered for his opposition to the Church of England. It could all be seen, and in fact from the research I've been doing, it is being seen by some as a bit of a provocation on the part of America magazine. What do you say to that?
Well, my first reaction is to feel that they've been extraordinarily generous in this award, and as I understand it, that what they're most interested in is the frontier, if you like, between the church, broadly conceived, and culture, given that Campion himself was a writer of extraordinary depth and skill, somebody who, if you like, existed on that frontier as well as other sorts of frontier. And that's not an issue that's just about the Roman Catholic Church, it's about the historic churches generally and how they relate to the imagination of the culture around, because I do realise I'm not the first non-Roman Catholic to receive this award.
The memory of the martyrs from that period, though, can sometimes seem like a major obstacle to closer relations between the churches. Somehow they touch an emotional response, even in people who are very open intellectually to dialogue and the search for unity.
Yes, it's very easy to use the memory of the martyrs as a kind of weapon against one another. You know, we as Anglicans go back to the fires of Smithfield and Bloody Mary and Cranmer and Latimer and Ridley being burned. Roman Catholics go back to Campion and all the others who suffered the 40 martyrs. And what I think is a real challenge in ecumenism, and there have been some people who've thought a great deal about this, there was even a conference about it at the Monastery of Beauzé a year or so ago, the challenge is, can we actually celebrate each other's martyrs? Can we say, well, here, in this life and this death, is a gift God's given to the church, a gift of courage and vision and generosity, and just be glad of that.
I believe the first recipient of this award was Jacques Maritain, notably
right.
A convert to Catholicism like Campion himself. It all seems, again, perhaps a little provocative in light of the recent ordinariate set up by the Vatican for former Anglicans wishing to come into communion with Rome. What is your message there? What will you have to say as you pick up this award?
The fact that the first award was made to Maritain is actually, for me, hugely important, given that Maritain is somebody about whom I've written and for whom I have an enormous admiration. As a Christian philosopher who engaged with tremendous creativity with European culture in the first half of the 20th century. So one of the things I would want to pick up is quite simply that message, that this award has not been, if you like, primarily a confessional thing. It has been about the encouragement of that dialogue on the frontier. Maritain is a superb example of that. He's one of the people who helped to shape not only a profound retrieval of traditional Christian philosophy and metaphysics, but also what you might call a properly liberal Christian politics, a Christian account of human rights and democracy, which was vastly influential in mid-century. So I'd want to celebrate that.
You must be happy, aren't you, to be in the spotlight on this occasion for your writing, for your contribution to culture, rather than for the latest media controversy regarding the Church of England?
Well, I couldn't possibly comment, as I say, but it is quite nice to allow people to be reminded that there is perhaps a little bit more to the work that we all try to do than simply the headline stories.
It's interesting that Campion is also the patron of America's communications ministry for the church. It does seem that communicating a positive and accessible message is really one of the greatest challenges facing all the churches today. Can we not perhaps envisage greater ecumenical cooperation in this field?
I'd be delighted if we could do that. I'd be really delighted, because I think that there is so much that we ought to be saying together to our culture. And I think that the kind of message that the Pope has been giving in a number of his visits in the last couple of years about how we engage with intellectual seriousness but also clarity with the secular mindset, I think that's something we can all come in together with. And I'd hope very much that if and when the Pope visits the UK later this year, that will be one of the focal points of the visit.
During this visit to the United States, you're also speaking in Trinity Church on Wall Street, perhaps the most influential pulpit in the United States. What is your message to the Episcopal Church at this crucial time in its history?
Well, I shan't be specifically addressing the Episcopal Church at Trinity Wall Street, because the occasion is a conference on ethics and the economy, where I'll be sharing a platform with an American theologian and Sapata Dasgupta, the Cambridge economist. So we'll be talking primarily about that. Obviously, there will be issues in the background about the Episcopal Church, but they won't be at the top of the agenda. I think what I have to say to the Episcopal Church is what I said before Christmas, when the election in Los Angeles of a partnered lesbian as a bishop was announced, which is that nobody should be under any illusion about the serious effects this will have if it goes through.
That was Philippa Hitchens speaking to the Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams.